Turn with me to John 16, if you will. And let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, as there are many out there today that are hurting and in need of Christ as their Savior, in need of comfort from the one who is their Lord and Savior, we just pray that you'd be with each one listening today, that whatever is the need in their life, that it might be met by hearing thy word. We thank you, Father, that the word of God provides to us what we need, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. Thank you, Father, for your word and for your beloved Son. In his name we pray. Amen. John chapter 16. A lovely portion in the Word of God is the upper room ministry from John 13 to 16, plus the prayer there in chapter 17 as Christ lifts up his eyes to heaven and prays to the Father in the Lord's Prayer. As we see here in John 16, we have been looking in previous messages at the Comforter and his threefold ministry mentioned here in verses 8 to 11, that the Spirit of God, Christ said, he will come to do three things spoken of here: to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And after we looked at those three points, we find ourselves now in verse 12. We have been looking at the Comforter bringing conviction. Now let's look at the Comforter bringing truth. Verse 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever thing he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore saith I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. So here we see a wonderful portion in John 16, verses 12 to 15. As the Comforter brings truth, you know, in verse 12, did you see there the little phrase, ye cannot bear them now? The Lord had just told the disciples there are many things he'd like to say unto them, but he said that you cannot bear them now. Now, let's refer over to 1 Corinthians 3 and pick up at verse 2. Well, verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. So we see here, as he's speaking to disciples back there in John 16, Paul is speaking to the believers at Corinth here in 1 Corinthians 3. Speaking about how that little phrase, not able to bear it. So we as believers need to grow and mature in the things of God that we would be able to bear these things, the things of the Lord. If you turn with me also to 1 Peter, remember what Paul just said to the believers at Corinth, that he had fed them with milk and not with meat. Speaking of the simple things, the fundamentals, the beginning principles of spiritual things. But in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, Peter says to believers, as newborn or just born babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So here, the mention of the milk of the word is in a good sense. It's speaking of a new believer that you should desire the milk of the word. But remember, those at Corinth, Paul was telling them that he had to feed them with milk and not with meat because they were still on the milk. Peter's speaking about new believers. It's good for new believers to be on the milk. Think about how we have children. Many of you have children. The babies that are in your home, do they not start with a bottle before they graduate into baby food and then eventually into table food and then to the meat on the table? From a newborn babe to a little older baby and then a toddler and on up into childhood, we see the developing stages of what they can take in, what they can digest. This is what we're likened to. As the Lord spoke there in John 16, he had many things to tell them that they could not yet bear it. And again, in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul was telling the believers at Corinth, later on in the church age, he would tell them that he had to feed them with milk because they could not take the meat yet. That was because of their carnality. They were not spiritually minded as they should have been. But yet Peter reminds us that it is good when you're a new Christian to be on the milk of the word, desiring that you might grow. But if you turn over in the book of Hebrews and turn to chapter 5, another reminder, let's look at verse 11 of Hebrews 5, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat or solid food. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So here Paul, or rather the writer, whether it be Paul or another writer, we're not told exactly, but the writer of the book of Hebrews is telling those believers that you need to be on the meat of the word. You ought to be teachers at this point, but yet you're still on the milk of the word. So, depending on your stage of maturity as a Christian, you'll either be on the milk of the word or the meat of the word. And if you're a newborn babe, then it's fine. You need to be growing on the milk of the word. But if you've been saved a while, you need to have matured enough to be on the meat of the word. So as we want to do that little study there, let's now back up and continue in John 16, as this is a similar thought. He said, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now, in verse 12. Now, notice in verse 13, howbeit when he, that is the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Isn't this interesting? He will guide you into all truth. Now, if we go back, let's look at the word guide and look in 1 John 2, and let's find chapter 20, verse 27 of 1 John 2. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. So here, we've jumped in here, middle of, toward the end of 1 John 2, and it is bringing forth the subject of truth. And it brings forth here, speaking about how we can learn directly from the Spirit of God. We that are born again, we that have the Spirit of God indwelling us, we that have been saved and sealed in the day of redemption, we have that seal upon us as his children. We, as it says here, have no need of a man to teach us. Now, the Word of God obviously teaches that there are to be teachers, and those that shepherd the flock, and those that encourage the flock, and such as this. But the context here is bringing forth that we don't need to depend on that for everything that we learn about Christ. We need to individually be able to go to the Word of God by the Spirit of God and learn. Anybody that's a true child of God should be able to sit down and meditate on the Word, read the Word, study the Word, talk to his Father in heaven, because the Spirit of God is the great teacher. The Lord uses individuals that he has gifted as teachers and such to give out the Word of God, and any other believer, the Scripture says, iron sharpens iron, as does a man with his friend. So it's good that we can sit down with other believers and discuss the Word and learn. But the point being this is the great teacher, the ultimate teacher, is the Spirit of God. That is what teaches us here today in the church age. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. Remember we mentioned earlier there's many things that the Spirit of God and the Word of God that they do together. They bring people to salvation. They cleanse us and teach us as believers. So we see the continual work of the Spirit of God along the Word of God. So here, again, let's continue on in John 16. And now let's focus in on that little phrase, all truth. Now this time we want to go back to 1 Corinthians. And as we go back to 1 Corinthians, let's pick up in chapter 3 once again. And verse 9. We need to look at chapter 2 in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth not man, no man, but the Spirit of God. Continue at verse 12. But now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Isn't this interesting? That when the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, tells us, as Christ was saying there in John 16, that he desired to tell them many things, if they could not bear them now, yet he went on to speak about how the Spirit of truth would guide them, but yet he spoke of how it would guide them into all truth. Isn't that simply amazing what in 1 Corinthians 2 was spoken of by Paul to the believers, that by the Spirit of God, that we can be taught the deep things of God? My heart's desire today, men and women, is to point out to you, dear friends, that if you are a child of God, and perhaps you're one, as I've heard so often, think, well, you know, I didn't go to school to study the Word of God. I'm not a very good reader. I'm not a very good student. My concentration isn't that good. My friend, many people have learned to read by using the Word of God. If you'll give the Lord the credit that he is able, he is sufficient, you desire truly to learn God's Word, he, by the Spirit of God, will teach you. Get into the Word. Dig. study, pray, meditate. It's not going to come overnight, but it's better to read just a few verses and meditate and pray and search it out and find out what it means than to say, well, I'm going to read 6 chapters today and just put it down. You need to go to the Lord and ask Him to teach you. Well, this is Mike Moody, along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. It's been good to have been with you today. And this is a rich section, as the Spirit of God truly is our teacher.
Join us next week, Sunday, 10:15.